Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, it's that time where we get to go and recap what is going on. Even though it's the beginning of the week, I mean, there's been a whole week pass with the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir.
So right off the bat, I noticed this one article where, first, I need you to tell me, is it wrong of me to want a giant sinkhole to appear underneath the Tampa Bay Times? Is that bad? Does that make me a bad person?
It just depends on your motivation, I guess. Why are you so upset? Is this a good start comment?
Yeah, the good start comment. They came out about the red flag laws where they're serving red flag laws on anybody. They've served red flag laws on people that don't have guns, and they're out there saying this is a good start. I mean, and I guess it's just because guns are being taken. Is that what makes it so good? Because of some of the stats you point out, I mean, it's not hitting the mark.
I think that's what pleases them so much is the fact that so many guns have been confiscated. Apparently, about 2,600 of them in Florida, which I think is a lot more than any other state.
It's more than California.
Right. And California's had their law a lot longer, at least a year, maybe 2 years longer.
Yeah, yeah. Since the San Bernardino thing. Not San Bernardino, Isla Vista.
Yeah, exactly. And Florida, I mean, the Tampa Bay Times just says, you know, just assumes that all of these were legitimate situations and that they are saving lives. But they have absolutely no statistics to back that up at all. All they know is guns were grabbed, and it's in their book. That's good enough.
Well, that's not, some of those were served on people that didn't have guns.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean,
I don't know if the cops took something. You took their knives or their hammers or, you know, their shovels or whatever. Maybe they took something in lieu of firearms when they found out these people don't even own guns when they got there. But who knows?
Do we have any, I mean, just based upon their sample of the ones they're doing, and I mean, is it the same criteria across the state? Do we know that? Are some jurisdictions slower to try to serve one of those versus others?
Well, it probably depends on what judge you managed to get your request in front of. You know, it's a statewide law, so the criteria are supposed to be the same, but, you know, it's going to vary from courthouse to courthouse and judge to judge. But the fact is, When you get a request in front of a judge, what judge is going to say no? You know, I got to believe that the percentage of denials is just minuscule. It's probably less than 1 or 2%. Because what judge is going to want to say no and then have something potentially happen down the road and have his name on the front page of the local papers saying, Judge McGillicuddy, you know, was asked to confiscate this workplace shooter's guns and said no, and then this happened. I'm sure that they all just they just default on the side of confiscation, grab the guns, and try and sort it all out later.
Now, with these 2,600 people, have any of them committed any crimes? And I guess we need to do a little investigating here. I'd like to know if any of them had any background with crime, which I would think not if they own guns, which, you know, would turn them into a prohibited person.
You would think so, right. You would think that if that was the case, when the police got there, they would have checked it out and found out these people were in fact prohibited, so a prohibited person, and arrest them on charges of illegal possession of a firearm.
Well, I mean, this the way they flipped, okay, everybody cites Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Now, if you want to talk about flags, Cruz, that kid. He had enough flags flying to have his own personal little UN going on. He had all kinds of flags, every color, every shade, he had flags. And they did nothing about that. Nothing.
No, yeah, I mean, he put up more red flags than a Moscow May Day parade.
Yeah.
There's no shortage of forewarning in that situation. But that was the proximate cause that got the Florida legislature to enact the state's current red flag law.
So are they? Did they also take measures to make sure that cops protect people? Did they do that in Florida?
No, they're still not obligated to do that. They have no requirement.
Oh. What about these known students that are causing issues and everything? Did they rescind the whole thing about, well, we don't want them going from the high school to the penitentiary, so we're gonna unlook at felonies. Did they rescind that and take that away?
You mean the school-to-prison pipeline?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Now, I'm sure that is a case-by-case basis within each school district.
An Obama buddy, isn't he still in charge of that school district where Marjorie Stoneman Douglas sat? Was his name Runcie?
So. Yeah. He's still the superintendent. I think they replaced the principal of the high school itself. but the superintendent is still very much in place.
Yeah. So they did really is they victim blamed.
They shuffled the deck chairs a little bit and threw a couple people under the bus. Although not that they were blameless, there was blame to go all the way around in Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, from the principal to the security officer to the people who were watching the door that day. Everybody. I mean, they all knew what was going on, and they all had plenty of warning. And everybody just basically thought, nothing's going to happen today, until it did happen.
Yeah. Oh, these guys, they kill me. I guess you point out that homicide has gone up and suicide has gone up, and it's a pretty good jump, because basically it's a whole other person is committing suicide per 100,000 there. 14.1 per 100,000 versus 15.3. I thought the whole thing about these red flag orders was to be a buffer to keep people from killing themselves if they were at high risk.
That's ostensibly the reason, but of course that's not always in practice what happens. You can get vindictive ex-spouses, you can get crazy neighbors, you can get all kinds of people claiming that somebody's in danger to themselves or to others. And and get a confiscation order issued. But of course, if somebody is truly in danger, taking away their gun isn't necessarily going to stop them. There's a lot of ways to kill yourself without a firearm. Unfortunately, people who are bent on suicide are going to find a way to do it.
So, that part of it. I'd like to know if they've taken any guns from people, and, you know, we're about to come into the break, but I'd like to know if they've taken any from people that they said, we're taking your guns because you're suicidal. Now, if you want to hang yourself, well, that's your volition, because this is America. I mean, do we know about any, you know what, don't even worry about that. Don't even worry about that. This is just me being completely cynical. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where you can find a lot of news, breaking news, every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Roadster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. I saw this because you you put it up here about the ghost guns in California.
Yeah.
I just thought that was the most ridiculous three paragraphs I've ever heard, especially the ending paragraph after he lays out all this stuff about how, you know, we're just awash in these things. And he's like, we need more information on this because we don't even know how deep the problem goes. I mean, you know,
Yeah, this was a Los Angeles Times op-ed by a guy who's written about guns before, and he apparently went to a local gun show and saw people selling 80% Glock lowers, or Glock kids,
right.
As they do, as is perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Even
California with a K, right?
Even in California with a K, they actually have slightly more liberal laws than places like New York and New Jersey that have virtually outlawed 80% guns right now, or homemade guns. I don't even know the laws anymore, but I know 80% lower AR lowers, pistol lowers can't be sold there. That isn't the case yet in California. You can still build your own guns. You can buy 80% lowers. However, you have to, as of, I think it was January 1st, you have to serialize your gun. You have to request a serial number from the State Department of Justice, and I'm sure every single person who builds a gun does that. We all know, of course, that they do that.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. And this guy laments that the full effects of the law don't go into effect for as many as 5 or 6 more years. Apparently, sellers of 80% lowers are going to have licenses to do that, but not until 2024.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm looking at the text, and it says, parts bought over the Internet must be shipped to a licensed dealer to close the deal, and sales between private parties must go through a licensed dealer, and a purchaser must be at least 21 years of age and pass a state background check. Which parts are we talking about? Is he talking about a butt stock or a gas tube? You got to go get a background check for a gas tube now in California with a kid?
I think they're talking about lowers.
Okay, okay.
I don't think they're talking about receivers. I think they're talking about 80% lowers and 80% Glock frames, that type of thing. But, you know, this guy's realizing that there are already hundreds of thousands of these things probably in the state, and there are going to be a whole lot more of them. Over the years,
sure.
And not everybody is going to register these things with the state. In fact, I doubt even 75% of them are going to register these things with the state. Because why would you? And he talks about some of these people buy these things because they're hobbyists and they just like to build their own gun because it's fun. And I'm sure there's some of those, but the vast majority of them are people who don't want to have a gun that the state can trace and maybe confiscate someday. That's exactly why they have it. And basically the subtext of this whole thing is we need more information because then we can determine what to do next, which means even more legislation, which of course in California means eventually those outlaw these things completely. They're not going to want to be left behind by states like New York and New Jersey that have outlawed sales of these things when California takes a lot of pride in being the anti-gun capital of the United States.
Do the people in California, like does Newsom and this Gibson cat and all these others, are they out there saying, of course we support the Second Amendment, but you know, the founders never thought of this. Do they even do that subterfuge, or are they just out there saying, we hate them all?
They do.
Yeah?
I'm sure they do. You know, they're different than politicians anywhere else. So, you know, you've got to maintain the facade, the fig leaf of support for the Second Amendment, all the while you're clamping down on every possible gun right you can get away with short of outright confiscation. Nobody wants to go full Beto yet there.
Well, but this is the thing. Now, with all the stuff they're talking about, their biggest lamentation, of course, is they don't know how many guns are out there because they're not serialized, so they don't have to be registered, right? That's the thing. And really, truly, though, unless they want to go full-on Snake Plissken and just wall the state off, they're never going to be able to police this, especially with all of the conduits for illegal immigrants that they have there. I mean, they're basically beckoning them with vouchers. Come live with us because we got plenty of homeless, but we're going to put you guys up because we know you guys want to work in a job. These homeless people, well, you know, we're just feeding them their heroin.
Yeah, well, in fact, they're doing the best they can. As we noted last week or the week before, they have undercover state officials who patrol gun shops and especially gun shows in Nevada and places like that, and they watch for California license plates. And then when they see someone buy something and get in a car with a California license plate, they radio ahead.
Okay.
Ahead, and they have the California Highway Patrol stop them because if you buy ammunition, you can't bring it into the state. Ammunition this night now requires a background check in California. And if you're bringing in some other firearm that you can't buy in California, that's illegal. So they're doing their best to wall off the state, but of course that's never going to happen. They can't do that everywhere. And if somebody really wants to buy a gun outside of California, they won't do it in Nevada. They'll go, I don't know, they'll go to Arizona. They'll go to a lot of other places. They'll go farther out where there are less likely to be California agents patrolling the aisles.
We need to go to Vegas and set up a temporary license tag business for the gun shows.
Yeah.
Make them Nevada plates. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing they could do. They could rent a car in California, most of which have out-of-state plates anyway, depending on where the car companies license it. And that way they can drive to Nevada, and they won't attract any attention. There's all kinds of ways around it. They know it. You know it. I know it. If you really want to buy a gun, or if you really want to buy, or God forbid, ammunition and bring it back into California, you can do it.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is on the front page of what the last two things we talked about is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's what he does. That's all he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he doesn't really know ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch.
I really don't know her, but if you look at the transcripts, the president of Ukraine was not a fan of hers either. I mean, he did not exactly say glowing things. I'm sure she's a very fine woman. I just don't know much about her.
The president speaking at the White House. Now, the transcripts from the deposition that Yovanovitch gave from the White House impeachment inquiry were also released today. It's a banner day on Wall Street with all three major indexes notching new records. The Dow was up 115 points to close at a record high of 27,462. The S&P added 11 points to finish at a record 3078, and the NASDAQ gained 47 to end the session at 8433. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. I saw this article. This is not really new news, but I mean, it keeps getting repeated. It must mean that people are not paying attention to it. They're pointing out that vehicles that have hunting or gun decals on cars are being targeted to be broken into.
Yeah, exactly. It's something we've talked about for a long time. You know, there are people who have houses, signs on their houses saying, you know, we're armed and we don't get warning shots, but that type of thing. And we've had attorneys write before for us saying, you know, those things aren't necessarily a good idea, because a jury will look on that as premeditation if you ever do have to use a gun. And we've had articles in the past about people who have NRA stickers or other things in their car, whether or not that makes their car as a target. And people love to argue about the point, saying, you know, I've got stickers all over my car. with you know, a cult symbol or a Browning buck mark or whatever, and they say that all these stories about people targeting those cars are just urban myths, basically. But a sheriff down in Georgia was investigating a break-in in a truck, and he said, you know, the guy had some sort of a hunting sticker on his truck, and somebody broke in looking for a gun. He said, he's seen a lot of this. It's something that they deal with fairly regularly. So we brought that up and asked our readers if that's something that they subscribe to, and if that news like that would make them, you know, get out the old razor blade and take those stickers off their window.
Well, I don't put any stickers on my car just because I just really like a clean look to my car. I have really bad luck with MacBook Pros. So that means I have a huge collection of Apple stickers. Would you like one? I've never used those. I take most of the stickers I get and I put them on my my Pelican case, my big camera box.
Yeah.
I stick them on there, and I don't worry too much about them being on there. But I don't stick them on my car. But based on what we like in San Francisco, where they break into all the cop cars and steal all the guns out of the cop cars in San Francisco, do they have stickers on their cars?
I don't know, but a black and white, you know, cruiser is
But I mean,
activity there.
Yeah, I just think that where crime is bad, I would love to know what the incidence is of cars being broken into in these areas where they say, well, if you're putting stickers on your car, you're likely to be broke into. Does that seem like a?
I don't know. I tend to think that in general, that's not a huge problem. You see stickers like, this car protected by Smith & Wesson, that type of thing. That's mostly people just saying, you know, I support gun rights in one way or another. But if it's me, I don't have a single sticker on my car anywhere.
Not one.
And not having to do with guns, politics, humor, anything humorous, anything. I like a clean look. I also don't like to advertise what I think, what I believe, what I don't believe, what I'm for, what I'm against. I don't need anybody knowing that but me, personally.
Yeah.
That's my attitude. Other people who like to put that stuff on there, go for it. You know, I live in Austin. Every other Subaru in front of me has 38 different stickers and on the back of it, from a coexist sticker to a to a feel the burn sticker to an alpha beta sticker, and I mean there's just no end to them.
Here's the other thing: have you guys, in all the reviews you've ever done, and I've been thinking about this too. I mean, I wouldn't put stickers on my car even if I had one of these, but I'm thinking about trying to find a gun safe that I can mount in the car.
Well, they're there. People do make them. You're talking about more than just like a steel cable connected to the seat. You're talking something that's actually mounted, drilled in the floor or the trunk floor,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
So they're out there. They've got them.
Well, it would have to be, like, I'm thinking about putting it in the floor of the back seat, simply because if it's big enough and it's robust enough, if somebody sits back there and puts their feet on it, big deal. I mean, it's not hurting it. I don't care.
Shouldn't hurt it. Right.
But I'm just trying to figure out what a good safe for that would be. And the only reason that I would have one of those is if I am forced, like if I'm carrying my gun and then I have to go pay a traffic ticket, I don't want to take the gun in there.
Right, or God forbid you
can't. Yeah,
you
can't do it.
So. Or mail a letter. Can't go to the post office.
Yeah. And the leaving it in the console by itself for longer than, say, 10 minutes. I had to go buy stamps today, so I had to leave the car, the gun in the car. And, I was in there for maybe 3 minutes. And I didn't like that. But I am thinking about doing that. But if... Maybe you should be doing an article on those, because I would love to read that. I need to see some reviews on this, Dan.
Well, we've done articles on just, you know, those, the inexpensive, safe, quote unquote, you know, basically a little steel box, like I said, where there's a steel cable and it connects to the seat mount. You can slip it under your seat. It'll keep somebody from grabbing and running with it. If anybody has more, about 5 minutes or so, they can certainly pop that thing open. But it's better than sticking it in your glove box or your center console for sure. In terms of actual box that's worthy of the name safe, that you actually have screwed into the, you know, you, like you said, behind the seat on the floor or in your trunk. We haven't done too many on those. We've got a few, but not too many. There's so many of them out there. You're right. I mean, it's a problem when you're forced to go into a gun-free zone and you don't want to risk a felony, as you would when you go into a post office. You've got to leave your gun in your car. So you've got to figure out some safe way of doing that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, that's no fun. And most people, and I've done it myself, I've got a center console that, you know, you can close up and you can't see into. I'll put it in there, go in there, come right back out, and put the gun back in my holster.
Yeah.
You know, I hate that because, number one, it's not that secure. Number two, it forces you to handle the gun. Every time you handle the gun, there's a risk there. You know, that's when negligent discharges can happen. So, thank you, U.S. government.
I'd actually like to, well, I'll tell you about this when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. Fast breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. I talked with Rob Morse about this. He talked about this briefly in the last hour, but this still bears a little bit of examination. This Houston area gun control activist who went all. Dan, do you remember who Susan Smith is?
The name sounds familiar.
She was a South Carolinian little girl who rolled her sons into the lake.
In the lake, yeah, horrible.
Yeah. I know her.
Really?
My father hired her for the job she got where she met her husband.
Awful.
Yeah. And the thing about this is that with people like that, for whatever reason, something happens with them. And it's a thing, but it becomes something that it's nearly impossible to track. Now, this while Susan was sort of she was a really bad seed in a place where nobody recognized her. She had the background. I mean, she had a whole lot of stuff in her background that she kept really well hidden. And didn't come out until after, you know, everything went south for her. This lady was obviously she was a master or mistress, if you will, of projection.
It certainly seems so. It's beyond comprehension, period, as to how somebody could do something like this. You clearly have to be mentally ill. I mean, I can almost see someone being depressed, in pain, whatever, enough to want to kill themselves, but killing your children along with you, that's just so far beyond my comprehension. I'll just never understand that. According to the press reports, this woman had a variety of physical ailments, and then had just completed last week a contentious divorce. And that's supposedly what precipitated all this. But this is a woman who was a vociferous gun control advocate and had put up, you know, gun control memes on her Facebook page, you know, the Enough and the End Gun Violence stuff. And, you know, she had everything except the Moms Demand Action red T-shirt. Who knows? Maybe she even had that. I don't even know that. But yeah, as we pointed out so many times in the past, what this is with so many of these gun control advocates is a case of projection. They don't trust themselves with firearms. They think that if they had a firearm, they'd do something violent or terrible. Therefore, nobody should be trusted with it, because if they can't be trusted with them, who could possibly be responsible enough to own one and you keep and carry and use it safely? So who knows? Maybe that what was going on with this woman, but maybe I'm surprised she even owned a firearm, unless it was just a case of, you know, gun control for thee, but not for me.
The interesting thing here, and I want your take on this. Let's say she lived in Florida. Okay.
Okay.
Now, according to this, it says she suffered from depression, anxiety, arthritis, and lupus. I don't think arthritis and lupus are. Would lupus be considered a disease that would disqualify you or give you some sort of a disability as far as owning a gun?
I wouldn't think so. I would hope not, because there's all kinds of physical ailments that people could have, and if we start going down that road, literally nobody's going to have a gun. Which is, of course, I'm sure what a lot of people on the other side of the question would
say. Sure.
But no, I wouldn't think so.
Now, the depression part, I guess it comes down to apparently her depression was severe. Because I cannot imagine killing a child. Not anybody's child, not any child. I can't imagine killing any child. Especially none of my own. I've got grandchildren now. I can't look at them and think, well, if I had to, you know, I'd have to. You know, I just can't even put myself there.
No, and certainly not.
That has to be a very severe mental state. And especially if you're going to do, well, yeah. If her whole thing. But I wonder if in a state like Florida, because of what she did for a living, In the new normal where the politically correct can do whatever they want,
What did she do for a living? I don't even know that.
Well, she was an anti-gunner. I don't know if she did anything for a living. If she, you know, it doesn't say anything. I mean, what I've read about her doesn't say anything about it except, you know, she was a hashtagger.
Maybe. Well, you mentioned depression. I mean, just because someone has suffered from depression does not mean that they can't have firearms.
Sure.
According to most statistics, roughly 40 million people in the United States suffer from some sort of depression. That's according to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America. Are we going to disarm 40 million people in the United States? Now, that doesn't mean that some of those people aren't severely depressed and maybe are a danger to themselves. Whether you have red flag laws in your state or not, there are measures in place in every state in the country for dealing with people like that who are truly self-destructive. But if you, again, it's a matter of degree here. I don't know who's qualified to assess that level of degree, how depressed somebody is, whether they truly are a threat to themselves. Obviously, if somebody starts talking about killing themselves, that's a whole other situation. But I'm sure that's a tiny minority, the people of that 40 million people that suffer some form of depression in this country.
The thing that triggered her, though, is the same thing that triggered Susan Smith.
Was she going through divorce too?
Well, her divorce was voluntary, but she had struck up an affair with her employer, and her employer, and she had left the where she worked, where my father hired her. She worked at some mill. And she became romantically linked, and this guy did not want to mess with kids.
Yeah.
So the trigger for her was that she had was turned down by a lover because of her children. And I guess in her mind, she figured that, well, I got to do something to get him back. But then that all went, you know, I don't know what she was doing. And this lady here, she obviously, because Susan Smith said she was going to kill herself, too, but she chickened out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We live in very interesting times. We really do.
Unfortunately, there will always be sick, disturbed people. Always have been, always will be.
I would like to find out if she owned a gun prior to all of it, you know, when she was, before her divorce and everything. When she was anti-gun, I'd like to know if she owned a gun. I mean, Bill Maher's anti-gun, he claims he owns two, one upstairs, one downstairs. So,
yeah.
And he's not giving up either.
No, of course not. Why would he?
Yeah, well, you know, and his reason is the same. His reason for owning guns are the same as mine.
Yeah, protect himself, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
going to call you and tell you about this issue I'm having. It's a horrible issue to have, and I'm sure some of your readers would have a field day with it. But I'll tell you about it tomorrow. But you'll find it funny. I find it funny, but I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
And for those of you that like breaking news, and I mean breaking news, you need to go to thetruthaboutguns.com and just visit there daily, and that's where you're going to find it as it breaks, literally breaks. When they print it, if it's one of those fast-hitting things, it's minutes old when they put it out there. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.